And gradually it started to be more clear to me that I'd gotten to the end point. That reverence for life had taken over, that that was so absolute, so at the core, that I didn't have any say in it anymore. So I had to think about, I had to become aware of, well, what does that mean? If this is the case, what are the implications? Because I'm doing some pretty wacky things. I'm spending hours, you know, trying to save a gnat. Because I turned on the shower and didn't see there was a gnat in the bottom of the tub. It drowned, and there I am blowing on it at the tip of my finger, trying to revive. And sure enough, it came back. So I had to give some attention, some thought to, well, what does this mean? What's going on here? And I realized that somewhere, somehow, some point along the way, without really realizing it, it had become clear to me that, and this is the simplest way to say it, you translate it to any way that is right for you, but simply that no one has the right to take life. It's up to God, nobody else. It's as simple as that. I can't go beyond that. I can't get past that. I can't go into philosophical vicissitudes of that, more to address your question of, well, what about this situation? What about that? Sure, that's why I started by saying I can easily imagine, and even way more than sympathize, conjure up in myself and very much feel lots of situations where I might choose suicide, prefer suicide, where I can easily understand somebody else choosing and preferring suicide. But I've removed that option from my possibilities. I would like to see everyone remove that option from their possibilities. The only way I know to make it inviolable, to make it a given that suicide will not happen to you, is to simply decide it can't ever be an option under any circumstances. Now, I've decided it not from some moral position or some philosophical stance or some thought-out progression of ideas, but because I came to understand that I don't have that right. I'm capable of it, so are you. So is anybody who has the ability, who isn't disabled and can't. And I have in my lifetime experienced anguish beyond measure, where every second to second, if you've never experienced this, pray to God you never will, where literally every second is experienced as itself. You actually experience every second. Here's 1 second. Now it's another second. Now it's another second. And every second was about trying to bear the pain so that I wouldn't kill myself. And that went on day after day after day after day. So life is lived second to second. Imagine that. It would not have been imaginable to me till I experienced it. And many times in my life I was suicidal, seriously suicidal, ready to go, many times. Date and time. One time I was even suicidal in a unplanned way, like it came from the outside, where I actually just, I don't mean I heard a voice literally, but I heard a message say, 3 o'clock on this date. And I looked at the calendar, it was like 10 days away. 3 o'clock on this date, you'll be dead. And I understood it to mean you'll commit suicide at that hour. And I believed it, because it was abundantly clear. I mean, there was no reason not to believe. It was very, very clear that it was real, and that's what was going to happen. And even I had nothing to say about it. It was so set Not as a decision, as something that came to me.